Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our reflection, there was the theme for our VBS week from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of our Lord. You may be seated. Spending time on a farm has a way of focusing us again on the basics, on the fundamentals of life. Farming, by its very nature, puts us in closer proximity to the fruits of the fields, the pastures, and the orchards. And that proximity, that experience, invites us again to consider how our Lord provides for each of us. And even though farming has its own set of complexities and requires a great deal of knowledge and experience, at its root, it really is remarkably simple. Time on a farm invites us to reflect on that simplicity. The fundamental principles, the truths about farming really haven't changed throughout all of history, even as the technology to support that work has grown increasingly complex. The fundamental truths of God, His love, His grace, His word, remain unchanged, even as we might view our times, our culture, as substantially more sophisticated or complex than periods in history before us. And bringing those truths, truths of the land and of God's word, together is why we gathered about 125 children down on the farm this past week. Sure, we use all kinds of technology as a means to support our farm week together, but all of the tools that we employed were really designed to point us back to the basics of sowing seeds, tending sheep, feeding people, forgiving them, and finally participating in a harvest of the fields, and even more important, in the harvest of our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God by faith. And so VBS was for us once again a kind of adventure in God's grace. We began our week together in much the same way that the Gospel of Matthew that we read began, with a farmer sowing seed. Our little farmyard had a garden. It had some rich soil in it to begin with, but nothing else. It was just empty. And I was tempted to illustrate for you today the manner in which we first attempted to sow seed on the farm. But I know the people who faithfully care for our sanctuary every week, and I don't think they would have been very happy with my illustration. You see, our first attempt at sowing seed, I took a bucket. It was filled with seeds, and I just gathered handfuls of them and just started sowing them, flinging them into the air all over the place. And for a minute there, seed just sort of rained down on us like confetti or rice at a wedding. And then I asked the students what they thought of my technique. Would any of the seed take root? And a pretty confident chorus of no's came out of the bleachers. Well, why not, I asked. And then a kind of equally powerful chorus of there's no dirt, as they were pointing at the floor and brushing seeds off their clothes and out of their hair. We needed some good soil. Well, a few of the students were already a step ahead of me, and they were pointing at our empty garden as the obvious better location for our efforts, so we employed a different technique. Several of our kids got handfuls of pumpkin and sunflower seeds, and then they began to carefully sow them in the furrows that we created in our little garden. Now we were on to something. proper sowing of seed the way it has been done for thousands of years. Good seed in good soil. That's the goal here. That was our goal all week long at VBS, but it is equally our goal every day during the school year, and every Saturday and Sunday when we gather here week after week after week, good seed in good soil. Jesus explained in the parable that the seed is the word of God, the message of the kingdom of God. And the good soil, Jesus explained, is the one, he said, who hears the word and understands it. And that's what we were all about this week. We gathered on our little farm so that we might understand the word. And just as Jesus used parables and images to help his hearers understand, so we too. We use the same parables of Jesus, along with some props and videos and songs and hands-on experiences for our kids, all to help our little young farmers understand the word. Simply put, we want our children to be that good soil into which the seed of God's word grows abundantly. And just like farming, that doesn't happen by accident. It's a lifelong, disciplined, intentional work that we do, passing along this good seed from one generation to the next, over and over again. Ask a farmer about his work, and you will often get a passionate response, one of dedication and commitment. And that's the same kind of passion, the same kind of commitment that gathered to our experience scores of volunteers that brought our whole farm setting to life throughout the week. Now, later on in the week, we turned from crops to pastures, learning a little something about sheep and shepherding. Now, sheep, as you know, can be wonderfully cute and playful, especially when they're young. But we also know that they are easily swayed to follow a crowd, easily distracted, easily lost, vulnerable to attack. We know that sheep are really not the brightest of God's creation. And for all those reasons, the proper care of sheep requires a dedicated shepherd. And as he raises these animals from birth to maturity, they come to recognize his voice and will follow only him, but follow him to good pasture land, to sources of water. And so dedicated is a real shepherd that he will indeed put himself in harm's way for the benefit of the flock. Now, even though we tend to think of ourselves as far more sophisticated than a pen full of stinking sheep, many of those same characteristics apply to us. We're cute and playful, especially when we're young. But for all of our supposed independence and maturity, I mean, let's face it, we are just as likely to be easily distracted, to easily stray and get ourselves lost. We allow so many other enticements to come into view that take us away. Any bit of fresh grass can cause a sheep to stray, and any shiny enticement can cause us to do the same. And we too are vulnerable to attack, physically, to be sure, but even more so, attacks against godly wisdom and good judgment, attacks against faithfulness and right living. And we need a dedicated shepherd every bit as much as those sheep in the pasture. We learned that again, too, on the farm. In fact, it was a perfect setting for us to be reminded that we need the good shepherd. For he is the one that knows us even better than we know ourselves, the one who will lead us toward a life that is most certainly secure. The 23rd Psalm is one of the most beloved passages of Scripture, one that we refer to many times over these past several days, and it is so popular perhaps because it so clearly illustrates God's incomparable love for us, his flock. For the good shepherd, our Lord, did indeed lay down his life for the sheep. And we didn't deserve such a sacrifice any more than sheep in a pasture deserve their shepherd to put himself in harm's way. But such dedication is born out of God's love toward us. And that is the very basis of our Christian faith. God's love shown in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. For all of the times that we have wandered off and gotten ourselves lost from God's grace. And that's how we returned to the basics. The simple, profound truth is one that we sought to convey all week long on our farm. It's something that we sang about every day together in lyrics that included these. The children sang, Jesus cares for us, Jesus provides for us. In paths of righteousness, he leads the way. Jesus forgives us, gathers, and teaches us. He is my Savior, Lord, my shepherd when I stray. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. No matter how I wander, no matter how lost, Jesus paid the price when he died on the cross. He loves me always and forever, no matter what. Now there's reason enough to gather together for a VBS week. Holding on to that truth throughout life is the harvest we seek for the sake of our children and on behalf of the kingdom of God. It is a theme that they wore on their t-shirts and one that we pray that they will always carry with them in their hearts, that they grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So important is that theme that we would ask the students now and then, are you growing in God's grace? And that little question would stir up a rousing response of 100-some voices, all in chorus responding, yee-haw! You see, that's farm speak for amen. Growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen indeed. We pray that to be true for our children and for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of our Lord Jesus that far surpasses our human understanding keep your hearts and minds assured and ever growing in his grace, now and always. Amen.
We join together in prayer.